Jake and Amy.
And we're here.
Amy's lovely singing.
Amy, such an angelic voice.
Oh, I love that you both are saying that.
Well, we are...
We have a really unique setup this week.
We do. So we are in the She Shed right now in Meridian, Idaho. Mm-hmm. And we are joined by... I'll let you announce it.
By Mom and Dad.
Quinn and Shirley.
Quinn and Shirley Van Papagan.
Yeah. Woo! Guys, this is
woo-hoo, woo-hoo,
woo-hoo. Oh, yeah. Yay! Yes. Yay. We also have Samba here. He's sniffing his paws right now.
Samba, do you have anything to say?
Not much.
Samba's a standard poodle, right?
Mm-hmm. Standard poodle.
Good
he's your
dog.
Standard poodle.
he's a black standard poodle.
We didn't get the XL version.
The basic model.
Yeah.
So sorry, I'm really close to Jake right now, and it's hot.
It is a little hot. We flew into Boise on Thursday evening, which was Dad's birthday, and the weather's been lovely. It's been like no hotter than 80 degrees. I think this is the hottest it's been, but it's about 80 degrees right now.
Mm-hmm. We've had a streak of rain lately, so it's nice to have it be sunny all day.
Jake and Amy brought the sun.
They did.
Aww.
Here comes the sun.
What? We bring the sun no matter where we go. Like Amy. Even if it isn't sunny.
You know, it is kind of funny because I think it's been really crappy in Maine, so it did come with us.
Very true.
Well, you know, some of us just have it all.
So Mom was talking about kind of like, she's like, I don't know what to talk about. What do we talk about? And it was... We were kind of going through lists of things that she could talk about, and it's really anything. Like, we bring up anything and everything. So I figured we could all kind of have one thing that we want to talk about, and we all, you know, we'll all discuss it and chime in or whatever. But really, the idea behind the short list is to keep it pretty loose.
I have no idea what I'm going to talk about, so you go first.
I don't know that I have anything. But
great.
Let's.
Okay, I have something.
Okay.
So I just got a new computer and a new iPad.
I didn't know you got a new iPad.
Yeah,
I did. We. And the whole password thing makes me crazy.
Having to have a password?
I understand the security and all of that. But, you know, between work and accounts and all the different things, you know, right now I'm trying to load
remembering
Office.
Passwords that you haven't used since the last time you got a new computer.
Right.
Yeah, and, I'm with you.
And, you know, if you don't get it all figured out, then it just... wastes so much time.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you? Okay, so I do the thing that they tell you not to do. I have a paper list that I carry with me.
Oh, we do too. We have a little spiral notebook.
Oh, that's
but it is full. Yeah, it is. I mean,
it's full and it's old.
There's tens and tens of pages of passwords.
Right. The problem is oftentimes the passwords have to get changed and you're not home. And so then you forget. When you get home, and like just last night, I bought Office for my computer, but I didn't have time to download it till today. Do you think I know what the password is that I put in yesterday?
Were you drinking wine when you did this?
Because I wasn't yet.
Where did you find the time to do this yesterday?
I've tried everything, and I can't get the password right.
Wait, that case of wine was full when it arrived yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Woo! Now it's not.
That does stink. I'm on your team. I hate the passwords.
The other thing is there's a lot of software that can help you. Like, it'll give you secure passwords for like everything. But in order to access your account for like this software, you still have to have a password. Like, there's no way around having a password. So whether or not you have one that like unlocks everything, or you have, you know, a paper list or whatever, like there's like no way around it.
And they all have different requirements. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you have to have a capital letter. Sometimes you have to have a number. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to have.
Sometimes you have to have a noun. Sometimes you have to have a verb.
No, but, I mean, do you feel like you use the same password most of the time?
I try to.
Yeah.
Which is also like they don't. Like,
they say
they, quote,
don't do that.
Security experts.
I started using Jake's passwords for my passwords at work. Yeah, it's really weird.
Then it comes back and says, "Your password is weak."
Yeah.
Excuse me. Right. It's my password. Yeah. It's none of your business whether it's weak or not.
Touché.
That's a very good point. Yeah, I feel like I have the same, like a similar one, that there are multiple iterations of it where you move, you know, move certain characters before and after.
Mix it up a little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that's any safer. I definitely have been hacked a couple times.
On what were you hacked, though?
Like my email. My email's, yeah, like a phishing scam, and that was hacked a couple times.
Was it like when you clicked on the advertisement when you were little and told your mom you won, like, a free trip?
No, I don't think it was that. Mom, you should tell that story, though.
Oh, that was hilarious.
You know,
that was hilarious.
Not care about what he's clicking on, so.
You were, I don't know, how old? Seven? Eight?
No. I had to have been, it was at Seven Peaks. I'm pretty sure I was in middle school.
Okay.
I was like 12 or 13.
You know, this was a long time ago, so computers weren't as advanced as they are now, but I'm at school working and you were down just playing games or something on my computer, and you came down and you just had this most awesome look on your face, like you were the king of the world, and you go, Mom, you won't believe it, but I won. I won. The computer says I won. Oh,
okay. It was like a trip to, it was like a cruise or something. Yeah.
If you give all of your vital information to them.
That's yeah, cool. Or like, I think at that point, it wasn't so much, people weren't looking for information at that point, because identity theft wasn't as common. They just wanted you to pay like, just a simple down payment of $500, and you get a $100,000 cruise for free.
Right, right. And I look at you and I'm like, honey, no, you don't understand. And you're like totally arguing with me. No, really, really, Mom. No, seriously. It said I won.
Out of thousands of people, they picked me.
Well, you know, you've always been a special kid. I mean, in a good way. I know it sounds sarcastic.
Yeah, right.
No, so people may not know, but this just made me think. Jake won a contest to appear on TRL and fight for Britney Snow's love, and he did go on that show, one of three. So your odds are in your favor.
I'm unfortunately a lucky guy.
And the day you found out that you won that was April Fool's.
April Fool's Day.
And that day when you called me and said, I won,
yeah.
I did not believe you.
Not
really.
Nobody did. Kyle didn't. It took Kyle many days to believe me.
Well, understandably, especially on April Fool's. That's just like the most unfortunate day to call you to tell you that. So someone called you, right?
Yeah, they're from a travel agency. Basically, the travel agency called to tell me that I had won and that they wanted to book my flight like right away.
So how did you confirm that this was a real thing? You didn't, probably.
I really didn't. Yeah. They asked for my email address and they sent me like some documents to sign.
Probably didn't read the fine print. Yeah.
No, I didn't, because at the end of the day, when you walk, like MTV, the releases that you sign for MTV are like, you walk in and they have every right to use your footage.
Image.
And they can, like in perpetuity, they can warp it and change it and make you look however they want to. With you, and you have absolutely no say. And by the time we were done shooting, they literally were like, okay, that was fun, guys. Leave immediately. We need you to go outside. It was like, it wasn't very nice. I mean, they were just like, no, we really need you to leave now because we're shooting another show. And like,
jeez,
we have to flip this room.
Tisk, tisk.
Yeah. But
hey, it's showbiz.
I was one of the bands on the show at the time. Like, they were playing in the studio, and I ended up playing for a band on the same label as them. So,
la dee da,
pretty cool.
So, did you win?
No, of course not.
Ah, that's funny.
What else was it? I feel like I had a tangent off of your passwords thing, but I can't remember. Dad, what do you want to talk about? How old are you now?
Oh, I know what I was thinking about. You don't want to know how old I am. I'm old enough to have a son that's almost 32, and I'm still like 35. So,
exactly.
Totally.
Yeah. Anyway.
Is that how you feel? How old you feel?
Oh, I don't even feel that old. It's
that's
more
amazing.
Like 32 or 31-ish.
Right after you had me.
Pretty much. Yeah.
There's a mental age that I think you get stuck in.
Yeah, I am convinced that being around young people you know, 80% of the time, which I have been for 40 years, keeps you young.
That makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. And those are the folks I enjoy being around the most.
But, well, I like hearing that.
I mean, you taught high school for
34.
And now you're in teaching college. Now I'm
teaching college.
So still just a slightly different kind of young person.
Yep. Like I said, tell my other students, I said, you know, teaching college is, they're no different. They just don't live at home for the most part.
Some of us did.
Yeah, I did. I lived at home till, well, a long time, actually.
Did you move home? So let me think about that. So when you left home, did you end up moving back ever? You know?
No, I was not like our boomerang son. No, I never, well, I never moved back.
That's because you were in town. You
but I was in town. No, I shouldn't say never moved back. We moved back when I was 45.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
Grandma wouldn't shut the light off.
That's another story. But we moved in with my mom because we moved back to Boise from Bend, Oregon, and we're waiting for our house to sell. And called mom and I said, you know, 6 weeks tops we'll be in your house, you know. And that was us and two kids and two dogs and a cat to join her dog and cat in a very small house. And it was 8 months.
8 months you lived with Arla?
Mm-hmm.
Mom. And
I don't think Arla's listening.
I know, but I'm just saying, I really do sincerely adore her, but wow.
Yeah, a podcast means something totally different to my mother. But and Jake and his sister Mal traded every night who slept on the couch and who got the third bedroom for 8 months.
Wow.
And yeah, it was amazing. Our daughter was in middle school and Jake was in high school, and I was teaching at that same high school.
That day you finally moved into your new house, you were like, yeah.
It was Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, nice. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Actually, so, well, I'll go then. I'm going to go now.
You go.
Because that was a good transition. Hmm. You think that's enough? Is that enough? Did I? Okay.
Whatever.
So, I remember in that house, in Grandma's house, the third bedroom had like this, almost like a trundle bed, maybe kind of thing.
It did. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was taking driver's ed. I was a sophomore in high school, and I kind of like, after coming from Oregon, I had to retake driver's ed basically, in order to get my license. And so it was a really long day at school, and I started getting what was, now I know, my first complex migraine. And I was at driver's ed reading, the driver's ed book. And I basically couldn't see the word that I was trying to focus on. I could see any other word. So if I was reading a sentence and it was like the car must stop, and I was looking at must, I could see car and stop, but I couldn't see must. Mm-hmm. And it was really trippy and weird. And by the time class ended, I started getting like a headache, and I remember getting in the car and being kind of nauseous. I think Dad had picked me up and took me back to Grandma's place. And I very vividly remember like going into that bedroom and just like shutting off all the lights and laying down for like a couple hours.
I forgot this.
And then, and I didn't really think much of it. It was just a weird thing. And then, so that was 2003. And then in 2000, what did we decide? It was the year we started dating. So 2015, I was headed to...
that you didn't have a migraine for 12 years until...
until Amy came along.
And I...
Information.
I left the house to go to the Treefort Music Fest. I think this was the first one, the very first Treefort Music Fest, where I met Grant from Necker Coffee. And I had my coffee... Oh, no, it was the second year. That's not true. I'd already become friends with them. Doesn't matter. Anyway, I get on my bike, and I'm riding down to this music festival, and it looks like I had a sunspot in my eye, like I'd been staring at the sun, you know, and how it kind of is like it's just kind of blurred out for a little bit. And I was like, just kind of kept blinking. I was like, oh, this will go away. But 15 minutes later, it hadn't gone away. So I'm like, oh, I'm just hungry. Maybe I'll just go get some food. Got a taco and a cup of coffee and walked in to watch a band play. And the kind of the same thing, no matter what I was focused on, if I was looking at the singer, I couldn't see his face, but I could see the guitar player to his left and the bass player to his right. And like, I could see everything else in my peripheral except whatever I was focusing on. And then the peripheral started get on the right side, started getting all tunnely. And so I was like, I need to go home. This is too weird. As I drove home, I couldn't read any street signs. I would see Jefferson Street, but I knew that it was Jefferson, but the words, the letters didn't
would
make
look
any
like
sense.
Jeffin.
Yeah, or yeah. It would, you know, like when you look at like a word that you've spelled a bunch of times that day and you're like, that doesn't look right. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that, but times 1,000. Mm-hmm. And I got home and sat down and was trying to read everything in my apartment. And
you get obsessed with it.
Yep. Yeah, I was like, what is going on? Why can't I just read the word Sony or portrait and like mm-hmm. understand that? And my roommate was there at the time, and Braden, and he's like, do I need to take you to the hospital? Like, what? He was really worried about me, and as were you. And I just like, no, it's fine. And I laid down and it got a massive headache again. So then cut to last week. But a week and a half ago, right? Is that when it was? I was at a physical therapy appointment at Coastal Rehab in Cape Elizabeth, Maine. And which is a great place. Unbiased opinion, just a great place. And getting my shoulder worked on, and I started seeing this little spot in my eye again. And I told the physical therapist, I was like, oh, I think I'm getting one of these aura migraine things. Because I'd looked it up. It's like, it's not going away. And I think, you know... And so after I was done, I walked into Amy's office. Spoiler alert, Amy works at Coastal Rehab in Cape Elizabeth, Maine. And so I walked in and I told Amy, like, hey, I think I'm getting one of these migraine things again. Words are kind of looking weird and I have an aura spot in my eye. And Amy had the wherewithal to just hand me 4 ibuprofen and a Coca-Cola.
600 milligrams.
Okay, it was only 3. And I got in the car and I was like, I'm going to be fine, but I'm going to go home and wait this out. I got in the car and I sent a message to my supervisor that was completely unintelligible. It was wrong all over the place. I just couldn't spell. I couldn't really type. And I got home and lay down for a little bit. And
I can't believe you drove.
Yeah.
I tried to drive home, but
you should not.
The driving wasn't bad. The driving really, that wasn't a big part of it. It was, anyway, you're probably right. But
you should not do that.
Anyway, so I
agree with you.
So I got home and I didn't get the migraine part, the hurting headache part, but we ended up making an appointment with the doctor and he's like, yep, sounds like pretty classic complex migraine. Anyway, longest story of all time. But they prescribed me some medicine, so when this happens again in 7 years, I can be ready.
And it kind of runs in the family.
Yeah, Dad gets them.
And Mallory had a car accident when she was in high school with a migraine because she lost her peripheral vision.
Yeah.
No, that's terrifying.
Mallory says she
also should not be driving.
True. No, you're right. I shouldn't have drove. I shouldn't have drove.
What were you going to say about Mal, though?
She says she doesn't always get the aura stuff. She gets a lot of, like, what are they called? Cluster.
Oh, yeah.
Cluster headaches.
Right.
That are really painful. And she says it like it's really sharp. And it lasts for just a second, and then it kind of goes away. Mm-hmm. But anyway,
ouch.
So that's that.
I don't know what
strange thing.
So what were you going to talk about?
I think I did.
Oh,
I think I did. I was going to mention though that interesting that when you met Amy, you got one of these.
Yeah,
and also interesting, cool. The frequency is really increasing.
It has something to do with Amy. You know, it's your radiant beauty. It just zaps his brain.
Oh, Dad, you switched it on me. They're going to be mean. I have to tell a funny story. So last night, Quinn and Shirley hosted this barbecue kind of get together for us here at their house. You know, we're in town and it's hard to try and see everyone and plan to meet so-and-so here and there, et cetera. What? Jake's telling me to wrap it up.
No, just keep going.
You get 45 minutes.
No, I just was checking.
Oh, story's over.
Oh, okay, and we're done. No, so I was kind of giggling. Now I lost my place. Oh, okay, I'm back.
Turn back 2 pages. A
couple different things. One, we put out Facebook invites, basically. You know, Quinn and Shirley posted, like, we're hosting this thing on Saturday at 5. We posted it. It's 6 o'clock. No one is here except the four of us. And we have all our food out. And I'm like on my third glass of wine. And I was like, this is hilarious. Then we hear the door open. And I'm like, oh my gosh, someone's here. And it was just Kyle and Julian. Also, I know, but they're like immediate family members. Yeah. I was like, oh, we've been seeing you all. Anyway, people did end up showing up. And we had a blast. But where this is going is that after we were all here hanging out, Julian was on her phone texting to make some breakfast plans. And she looks at me, and I'm in the middle of, like, talking to Cousin Liz. And also, again, had a lot of wine, and I'm just, like, all over the place. And Julian says to me, hey, would you guys want to get brunch tomorrow, you know, today, 11:30-ish? And I felt like, in the moment, I didn't know who she meant, because earlier had been a discussion about just being women only, so I'm thinking, is Jake coming? So I just say,
wait,
yes.
I feel a headache coming on.
I know. Here it is. He can't see. And needless to say, poor Shirley, later on that night, we're all sitting around the fire. She says, oh, yeah, that's right. We have breakfast tomorrow. And I was like, you're not invited. Because I was confused and I didn't make the plans, and I love you and I will always forever invite you to breakfast.
I'll never forget the look on your face though when I said that, and you're looking at me like, I don't know what to say.
And so, karma, my breakfast sucked today. Did it not suck?
I didn't try it because it didn't look good.
Jake was like, it looks so unappetizing. I'm not going to say where we went because their food is usually really, really good.
It is.
So we won't drop their name, but my food was... You had the most amazing.
It was great. I think that the difference... So they had like these really nice country fried potatoes that they put... That is like a pretty common side, but what Amy got was like... Like really bland kind of skillet, so, like they touched a skillet for 5 seconds potato.
Almost like a boiled potato. So yeah, cool. Everyone at the table, the other four adults, all have the same potato. And then I have this dish with these like boiled looking
potatoes. Like green, like the potatoes kind of looked green, you know?
It was not good. So it's okay. I had a Bloody Mary.
Did have a good...
Really bad. Jeez, I'm on vacation. Anyway.
Is that
We're
your
going
thing?
To the cabin. I'm just kind of like thinking. Yeah. Going to the cabin tonight. I'm really excited about that.
There's a lot. We've been able to catch a lot of stuff. So first of all, we got to meet
Baby Elise
Downs. I was going to say her full name. I feel like that wouldn't be appropriate. Maybe not. Anyway, she's what, 5 months old? 6 months
old?
Yeah,
almost 6 months.
And we hadn't gotten to meet her yet, and we're just thrilled. She's like the happiest baby. She's so cute. I can't wait to just keep seeing her grow up. I could get emotional about it. And the first time you guys met her, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Lots of smiles.
Mm-hmm. She is adorable.
Blew me a kiss a few times.
Elise, Elena.
Yeah, whatever her name is. Yeah, well, what's her name?
And we've gotten to spend a lot of time with the Downses, which we miss them very dearly every day of our life. So
yeah,
it was fun seeing you and the Downses and the Multanans all together.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Got the old crew back together. The Multanans the Multanans got Elise a little cake.
Oh, yeah.
Got the old band back together.
And then the Fergusons.
And the Fergusons.
And everybody's had kids. Yeah.
We're just doing our thing.
And then today we get to see...
You guys had a dog.
We did.
Yeah.
Sarah.
We've been falling asleep to pictures of Sarah. And our friend Dee has a retirement party today that we get to go celebrate her, and then we're headed up to the cabin.
And Dad is making popcorn, and that is all. And I'm going to Terrace Lakes, and I'm going to go swimming and have wine.
Talk about the popcorn.
Ugh, it's my favorite. Okay, so first thing, so this family cabin, we've talked about it before, it's just amazing. But that's an exaggeration. I shouldn't say my favorite. There's so many favorite things about it. But the popcorn machine up there, how old is that popcorn machine?
Oh my, it is at least 60 years old.
Yeah, it's the best thing on the planet.
It is. It's absolutely the best.
And it's so worn in, you can tell where the oil goes, you know, the level of the oil. And anyway, Dad just makes the most perfect, amazing, delicious, I'm salivating, popcorn.
With Parmesan cheese.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Some olive oil.
Oh yeah.
I better pack the Parmesan.
Oh,
I
yeah.
just remembered.
Mom!
Well, but Amy had to top it once. Mm. And she made the popcorn.
Well, I just had and a lot
was
of butter.
Like, because... It was like, what is on this? This is so delicious. I can't stop eating this. It's like, but I think we can all say it. Everything's better with... Bacon.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Bacon.
Everything is better with fat.
Yeah, that's right. She put bacon grease on the popcorn. Oh my gosh.
The bacon grease collector jar is so full. It's so good. Slather it.
But here's the deal. So you use olive oil instead of, you know, like butter, like when you go to the theaters and they put all that weird
fake butter
on. Mm-hmm. You use olive oil instead, and at least it's healthy fat, right?
Oh, it's so good.
But yeah, really good. And Parmesan cheese.
Have we done like fried sage on popcorn? Have we done that?
Ooh. No, but that would be... Do you have sage in your herb That'd garden?
Pretty yes. cool.
Ooh, let's get some just yeah. to try that.
There's this in Maine at the... There's that herbed popcorn that you can
yeah,
get.
Yeah, Little Lads. It's so good. It has nutritional yeast all over it and tons of dried herbs.
Yeah. And
it's
that's
real good.
Something I've started doing too is the yeast and Parmesan, which I like both together.
Well, they're so good.
A little too much for Shirley. It's a little bit rich for her, but oh, I love it.
Mm. Well,
yeah, that's, we got a lot going on.
So today. One last thing, I'll just ask you guys, and you guys can wrap it up. We've had a lovely week of seeing old friends in Maine and coming here and like being with family, and so. But I want to ask you guys, like, what? As far as now, you don't have any kids. You don't have any kids that live even within a 5-hour drive. I mean, it's going to take, it takes a lot of thought to get to your children now.
What
and
did
planning.
We say?
So what has that for you guys, especially like mom is nearing retirement, dad is, you know, quote, semi-retired. You guys have had a lot more time to play music. How has like kind of empty nesting, has that been good for you guys? Or do you, I mean, obviously, I know you miss us. Obviously, you miss us more than anybody, of course. But, but how's that been? Like, I mean, how's that changed for you guys?
Well, we do miss you guys all like crazy, and we hate the fact that you don't live in town. None of you live in town. But I think, you know, you have to, you find the good in everything, and it, I feel like we are blessed that we have something that we share together that brings us so much joy, which is making music and sharing friends. And so our life certainly is very busy, very active. And I think that that's a really good thing for us, because if we really just sat at home, we would always just be missing you guys. Mm-hmm. And that would just be a sad path to go down every single day and every single evening. So, you know, instead we focus on, like Quinn said, when each of you have left, that just gives us a great reason to go visit those places. And we just look for the joy
yeah,
and
the fun part,
all of
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we miss the family a lot. But also trying to make the most of that too, and in travel, and you know, the 6 hours to the Portland in Oregon to that part of the family, you know, that 6 hours goes by faster and faster all the time, and driving, and then you know, making a commitment to come back east at least once a year.
Which has never really been a part of our life to go as the Van Papagams to
right.
go east has never really been something we've done.
Really to travel much at all. But again, it's exciting. And one of our good friends, we all know Kirk, when I brought this up with him, he said, sounds like, you know, you need to meet in Denver or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all good. I think our day-to-day lives are, you know, busy, pretty exciting. I'm kind of enjoying the best teaching life I think I've had ever.
So cool.
Yeah. So it is fun. I mean, we're having fun.
I think another thing that comes to my mind is I cannot tell you how often, I would say multiple times a day, I think to myself, well, if Jake and Amy were here, I would give them this, or I would ask them this, or I would invite them to this. If Mallory and Tyler were here, mm-hmm. I would want to go do this with them, or I would suggest that, mm-hmm. you know, we meet up somewhere. I mean, that literally happens every single day.
Yeah. That is, I think, kind of a sign of, I guess, love, but we've had a lot of friends. I mean, we say that about all the time. We say that about when you guys are coming to visit, or if Mallory and Tyler come, or even if like Kelly and Tom, our friends in England, and they have told us like they're constantly. Yeah. Kelly says Tom like once a day is like, oh, I should take Jake there, and like you know. So that, I think that really is like a sign of
love
and connectivity. You know, when you somebody can't be there, is to mm-hmm. be thinking of them even. In the times when, mm-hmm. I don't
and
know.
How blessed are we with FaceTime now? You know, the Seriously. Fact
oh,
that
yeah, I was, that's what I was gonna
the
say
fact
too.
That we can do that.
Oh. I thought you were like mispronouncing Facebook first. I was like, do you mean Facebook?
Aw, no, FaceTime's for sure a blessing. That's really nice.
That's something that I think you have had a good influence on the rest of us as far as how you. I'm looking at Amy now. Has handled living away from family because you FaceTime your sisters
like,
each and every day.
Not? You got it. You know, I don't know. I like seeing people.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. My mom, your grandmother, being of her generation, still thinks that that must be really expensive. Yeah. And East Coast is long distance, and, you know, we can only talk for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's kind of funny trying to explain that.
The world is a different place. It's a little bit smaller.
Yes.
But more complex.
Wow. Anyway. Episode 12. We did it.
First one on the road.
I know.
So thanks for... Sorry.
I keep interrupting.
It's okay.
I am so bad.
From the She Shed.
We can call the She Shed now our podcast booth.
Yeah. So we did have the door open, so you probably heard some planes fly by, and there's a fan on, so maybe you heard like some wind, and it's just sounding different, but whatever.
Tom slept through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Tom and Sarah.
This dog.
The standard poodle.
Sammy, you're so cute.
I'm taking a picture of you guys right now.
If he can get his one right.
Oh, that's going to go on the internet.
You guys have to sign a lot of paperwork, but that's okay.
Yeah, release.
All right, let's do this. We're going to go to the party, then we're going to the cabin. Woo!
Let's all sing the theme song together.
I don't
Ready?
Know it.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
It's the short list with Jake and Amy.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. It's the short list with Jake and Amy.